Here's a song my mom often sang. I dream of Jeannie with the light brown hair.
Happy as the daisies that dance on her way. Many were the wild notes her merry voice would pour. Many were the blithe birds that warbled them all. I dream of Jeannie with the light brown hair floating like a vapor on the soft summer air. I sigh for a genie, but her light form strayed far from the fond hearts around her native glade. Her smiles have vanished and her sweet songs flown, flitting like the dreams that have cheered us and gone. Now the nodding wildflowers may wither on the shore, while her gentle fingers will cull them no more. I sigh for a genie with the light brown hair floating like a vapor on the soft summer
to change by tomorrow and fleet in mine arms like fairy gifts fading away. Thou wouldst still be adored as this moment thou art. Let thy loveliness as it will, and around the dear ruin each wish of my heart would entwine itself verdantly still. While beauty and youth are thine own, and thy cheeks unprofaned by a tear, that the fervor and faith of time will but make thee more dear. No, the heart that has truly loved never forgets, but as truly loves on to the close, as the sunflower turns on her god when he sets, the same look which she turned when he
When I was very little, my mother taught me an Indian song she had learned, probably in school. It is a traditional song sung in Telugu, a language that my mom did not understand at all. South Indian, and particularly Telugu, music is in the Carnatic tradition, in which music is written in ragas. A raga is both a collection of notes as well as rules about how you are allowed to arrive at a certain note and how you are allowed to quit the note. This is tricky for little people to learn, so they are taught melodies in each important raga, and of course they can learn the less important ragas when they grow up, right? And the songs teach the kids the rules of the raga by example. First they learn an easy song, such as this present one called a Swarajati, and then they learn a definitive song called a Varnam. So there is a Varnam for each raga. If you want to compose a raga, which is a major undertaking because essentially you are creating a framework for the compositions of other people, you have to compose a varnam for your raga, and of course your varnam will be carefully examined for consistency. So anyway, this song that I'm going to play for you is a Swarajati for the raga called Bilahari. The Bilahari raga has an ascending scale which is pentatonic and a descending scale which is our usual major scale. The song is about Lord Krishna when he was a young shepherd. The song is called Raravenu Gopabala.
Thank you.
Kathleen Ferrier was a favorite singer in our home. She was a gifted contralto who lived around the time of World War II, but she died very young of throat cancer. We know her mostly from the recording she made with quite famous accompanists, orchestras and conductors. This first song is from the opera Orfeo by Gluck, who lived about the time of Mozart. In this song, Eurydice has just died and Orpheus is grieving, disgusted and furious with the gods. He sings, "What is life without Eurydice?"
Thank you.
Okay, here's Kathleen Ferrier singing Handel's Largo. Now, the Largo is a piece that's played often by young people playing the piano, but here Kathleen Ferrier also sings the recitatif that leads to the aria, to the tune. The recitatif is the King Circe telling a tree that's growing in his garden, "What a wonderful tree you are, give me shade," and stuff like that. And so this is Handel's Largo. This is a beautiful aria by Felix Mendelssohn called O Rest in the Lord, which appears in his oratorio Elijah.
Sing. We'll lay the keel row, the keel row, the keel row. We'll lay the keel row that my lad is in. We'll lay the keel row, the keel row, the keel row. We'll lay the keel row that my lad is in. Oh, was like my Johnny, silish, same life, same money. His form as mine the morning, he lads a comely tine. Oh, was like my Johnny, silish, same life, same money. His form as mine the morning. he'll answer coldly time. He'll sit and roll so tightly, or in the dance he's sprightly. He'll cut a jaffa slightly, tis true, were he not mine. He'll sit and roll so tightly, or in the dance he's sprightly. He'll cut a jaffa slightly, tis true, were he not mine. He wears a blue bonnet, blue bonnet, blue bonnet. He wears a blue bonnet, a dimple in his chin. He wears a blue bonnet, blue bonnet, blue bonnet. He wears a blue bonnet, a dimple in his chin. And we'll mail the keel, oh, the keel, oh, the keel, oh. We'll mail the keel, oh, that my land is in. We'll mail the keel, oh, the keel, oh, the keel, oh. We'll mail the keel, oh, that my land is in.
Till the Actually, I did rather well myself this past Christmas. The nicest present I received was a gift certificate good at any hospital for a lobotomy. Rather thoughtful. Now, if I may digress momentarily from the mainstream of this evening's symposium, I'd like to sing a song which is completely pointless, but is something which I picked up during my career as a scientist. This may prove useful to some of you someday, perhaps in a somewhat bizarre set of circumstances. It's simply the names of the chemical elements set to a possibly recognizable tune. Arsenic, aluminum, selenium, and hydrogen, and oxygen, and nitrogen, and rhenium, and nickel, neodymium, neptunium, germanium, and iron, americium, ruthenium, uranium, europium, zirconium, lutetium, vanadium, and lanthanum, and osmium, and astatine, and radium, and golden protactinium, and indium, and gallium, and iodine, and thorium, and thulium, and thallium. There's yttrium, ytterbium, actinium, rubidium, and boron, gadolinium, niobium, iridium, and strontium, and silicon, and silver, and samarium, and bismuth, bromine, lithium, beryllium, and barium. Isn't that interesting? I knew you would. I hope you're all taking notes because there's going to be a short quiz next period. There's holmium and helium and hafnium and erbium and phosphorus and francium and fluorine and terbium and manganese and mercury, molybdenum and magnesium, dysprosium and scandium and cerium and cesium and lead, praseodymium and platinum, plutonium, palladium, promethium, potassium, polonium, tantalum, technetium, titanium, tellurium, and cadmium and calcium and chromium and curium. There's sulfur, californium, and fermium, berkelium, and also mendelevium, einsteinium, nobelium, and argon, kryptonium, radon, xenon, zinc, and rhodium, and chlorine, carbon, cobalt, copper, tungsten, tin, and sodium. These are the only ones of which the news has come to Harvard. And there may be many others, but they haven't been discovered.